In the shadow of Spartan Stadium, the Michigan State Club lacrosse team holds its practice in the cool April air. Despite its club designation, this is a proud program with a strong history, as head coach Cameron Holding explains.
Yeah, I think the team actually, I believe, started in 63. And then I'm not quite sure if it was a club team or not, but at some point it went varsity. And then back in 95, 96, they changed it from varsity back to club. So that's the status that we're at right now.
In 2013, the Big Ten officially sponsored lacrosse as a varsity sport. The conference boasts six teams, including Michigan and Ohio State, the Spartans' biggest rivals. Both Patrick Donovan and Mark Tratt expressed their feelings about not being able to compete in the Big Ten.
I think it's tough to see teams, turn on the TV and see those teams on Big Ten Network and see those teams supported by their school. I think that's tough to see, especially going to such a a great school in the Big Ten that competes. So, we won the Big Ten championship this year in football and basketball. I would love to be a part of a program that could compete in all, in the Big Ten conference. So it's a little tough seeing that. I think that, where it's at right now, I think we could one day become, but I think that's a little bit down the road.
Sure, yeah. I don't know if disappointment is the right word, but, you can't help as a player on the club team to, imagine what it would be like to be a varsity sport here at MSU with, how big of a athletic department that we have. But definitely, the fact that our two biggest rivals are able to complete with the NCAA, that definitely gets the juices flowing, and, that makes you want to help elevate the program back to varsity status again.
Has there been any efforts to try to get Michigan State lacrosse back up to the varsity level in recent years?
Definitely. It's really an ongoing effort just to help organize the club and basically get it to a position that the transition is as easy and simple for the university as possible to go from club to varsity. So that means, reaching out and building our alumni network, making sure that we're stable financially, making sure that we're competitive in terms of on the field performance and recruiting, things of that nature. So, we just want to get the club in a position where it can easily be transitioned to a school sport.
Despite the efforts, there are some major challenges preventing Spartan D1 lacrosse from becoming a reality.
So the main thing I would say would be funding. And with Michigan State pouring all the money into successful programs right now, it'd be tough to expand to another non-revenue sport. They're obviously very successful in their athletics right now. So I know they would have difficulty without a large donation and large amount of funding to just expand and build new facilities, build a new field, which would all be necessary to start a new program.
If those challenges could be overcome, many of the team, including freshman Sam Tuttle, would welcome the jump to Division I.
Obviously my dream since I started playing lacrosse was to play Division I lacrosse. So I think that would be awesome if our group could elevate the program to the next level. And just like Mark said earlier, I think lacrosse is huge here and it's growing all over the country. So I think that we could get a very sizable following if we went D1.
Despite the interest, head coach Cameron Holding informed us that there are currently no plans to elevate lacrosse to varsity status anytime soon.
It's been a big question that we've had and that we've been hearing. Even last year in the Final Four on TV, on ESPN, there was talks of when's Michigan State going to go D1. But within the school, we haven't heard a whole lot about it. So I just do everything I can and run the program as professionally as possible in hopes that one day it makes that transition.
For WKAR Current Sports, I'm Jason Ruff.